Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Odessa College hosts annual honors luncheon. Odessa College will host the 15th annual Odessa College Honors Luncheon celebrating those who have made a difference in education in our community at 11:30 a.m. today at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. The following individuals and organizations will be honored for their impact in education: Angie Hurt-Keen, Outstanding Individual, XTO Energy, Outstanding Business, the Junior League of Odessa, Outstanding Nonprofit, Buddy Hale, Outstanding Educator. The featured speaker for the event will be Father Greg Boyle, founder and executive director of Homeboy Industries, the largest gang intervention, rehabilitation, and reentry program in the world. The organization employs and trains former gang members in a range of social enterprises, as well as provides critical services for thousands of men and women who walk through its doors every year seeking a better life. The doors to the event will open at 11 a.m., and Father Boyle will be present for a book signing for his new book, Forgive Them Everyone Everything, from 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. ECISD second graders to get new bikes. Christmas comes a little early for second graders at three ECISD elementary schools, as they will receive new bikes and helmets courtesy of Occidental Petroleum, Oxy, and Wish for Wheels. Today, November 15th, a group of Oxy employees will hold a literal team-building event when they meet at Cavazos Elementary, 9301 West 16th Street, to assemble the bikes between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Once finished, they will deliver the bikes to the second-grade students there at Cavazos, 11 a.m. to noon, and also at Cameron Elementary, 1230 to 1:30 p.m., the West Elementary, 2 to 3 p.m. The volunteers will fit each student with a helmet and make sure the bike is properly adjusted for them. They will even give some quick bike riding lessons for students who have not ridden one before. In all, 568 students will receive a new bike and helmet, a news release said. Wish for Wheels is a nonprofit organization based in Denver that partners with companies who fund, build, and donate brand new bikes and helmets to second graders at Title I schools around the country. Learn more about them at www.wishforwheels.org. Oxy is one of the largest oil and gas producers in the United States, with the Permian Basin being one of its primary locations. Annual Christmas Market returns to Parks Legato. The Parks Legato Town Center announced the return of its annual Christmas market. A press release stated, the market will include sights, shopping, free visits with Santa, and more to celebrate the holiday season. The Odessa Permian Bands Booster Club will sell fresh-cut trees, wreaths, garlands, and poinsettias. Local vendors will set up shop at the Christmas Tree Market each Saturday. Visitors can also expect a visit from Santa, children's activities, free hot cocoa, and Christmas carolers. All proceeds from the event go to the Permian Band Booster Club, which helps staff and organize the event. We are so excited to announce the return of Parks Legato Christmas Tree Market. We're honored to continue partnering with the students who made this event a success. They've grown the Christmas Tree Market since 2018, and this year is set up to be the biggest and best yet, Colin Sewell, president of the Parks Legato Town Center, stated in the press release. Parks Legato has held four successful Christmas markets since 2018 that have grown with each year. This year's market has expanded to 3 days on three separate weekends. 2022's event will display a 40-foot community Christmas tree, more Christmas lights and decor than ever before, and hold Saturday vendor markets with more than 75 local vendors. The Parks Legato Christmas Market will be held at Parks Legato Town Center on the following dates. Weekend 1, Friday, November 18th to Sunday, November 20th, Friday, November 18th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, November 20th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Weekend 2, Friday, November 25th to Sunday, November 27th, Friday, November 25th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, November 26th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, November 27th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., Weekend 3, Friday, December 2nd to Sunday, December 4th, Friday, December 2nd, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, December 4th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday events include vendor markets from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Permian Basin Calendar. Here is a listing of upcoming and continuing events in the Permian Basin. Have an event? Email oalife@oaoa.com. Operation Christmas Child. Sherwood Baptist Church, 505 East 42nd Street, will be the local Operation Christmas Child Shoebox drop-off location through November 21st. Operation Christmas Child has been collecting and delivering shoebox gifts filled with school supplies, hygiene items, and fun toys to children worldwide since 1993. Anyone can pack a shoebox. In 2022, Operation Christmas Child hopes to collect enough shoeboxes to reach another 11 million children. Sherwood Baptist's shoebox drop-off time is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon Saturday, and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. November 21st. Visit tinyurl.com/492K2M5J. The Odessa Police Department will be participating in the 2022 Salvation Army Toy Drive through December 12th. Citizens can drop off new, unwrapped toys by placing them in the red barrels located in front of the lobby of the OPD, 205 North Grant Avenue. Visit tinyurl.com/32BHCR4Y. Parade of Light Festivities. Downtown Odessa Incorporated and the City of Odessa will present the annual Parade of Lights Festivities December 3rd. The Parade of Lights Market will take place from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Texas Avenue from 3rd to 5th Streets. There will be inflatables, vendors, and more. Children may also drop off letters to Santa and take a free picture with Santa from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Copper Rose Building, 415 North Grant Avenue. A parade of lights will start at 6:30 p.m. at the intersection of 23rd Street and Andrews Highway and continue south at right on 3rd Street. Registration for the event has begun and slots are limited to 175 organization entries. For more information or to register, visit tinyurl.com/yckm-6mea. Synergy Odessa, 8250 East Highway 191, will present a sensory-friendly screening of Pinocchio at 9:30 a.m. November 19th. These films feature brightened light levels, reduced sound volume, and room for guest interaction and movement. This event is free to attendees. The event is sponsored by Superior Health Plan. Visit tinyurl.com/H9SY2KY7. Volunteers needed. Medical Center Hospital is in need of volunteers for its volunteer services. Applications may be found online. To apply or for more information, call 432-640-2249, email jjones1@echd.org, or visit tinyurl.com/yfjjmyhc. Odessa Regional Medical Center is in need of auxiliary volunteers. The auxiliary is open to men and women of all ages. For online registration form, visit odessaregionalmedicalcenter.com. midlandreporter.org/volunteer. For more information, call 432-582-8399 or email kaitlyn.fullen@stewart.org. Meals on Wheels of Odessa are in need of volunteers. Volunteer opportunities, drivers, kitchen staff, and Mudbug fundraising. To sign up or for more information, call 432-333-6451. Email volunteer@mowodessa.com or visit mowodessa.com. West Texas Food Bank is in need of volunteers. Volunteer activities include assembling pantry boxes, assembling senior boxes, assembling food to kids' backpacks, sorting and processing donated items, sorting and processing produce, distributing food in our drive-thru pantry, distributing food on a mobile outreach, and helping the garden team at the XTO Energy Innovative Gardens. All volunteers, regardless of age, are required to register through the WTF Volunteer Hub. Children must be 16 years of age or older to volunteer on their own. Children under the age of 16 must be supervised by a parent or guardian. For more information or registering a group, email volunteer coordinator Cindy Garcia at cgarcia@wtxfoodbank.org. To register, visit tinyurl.com/mukxdvyf. Art Tales. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled an art event for preschoolers and their grown-ups from 2 p.m. November 16th on every other Wednesday. The event is free. Visit noelartmuseum.org/events. Lecture, Midland College, 3600 North Garfield Street, Midland, has scheduled three events featuring award-winning American poet and writer Jimmy Santiago Baca from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. November 16th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. November 17th, and 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November 18th. Baca will give lectures about his interesting and inspirational life that included learning to read as a young adult while serving a 5-year sentence in a maximum security prison. Today, Baca is a prolific artist on the spoken and written word and has won numerous awards for his work. The event is free. For more information, call 432-685-6810. Fall Sweep Community-Wide Cleanup. Keep Odessa Beautiful is calling out all Adopt-a-Spot businesses, schools, clubs, organizations, families, and individuals for the annual Fall Sweep Community-Wide Cleanup Initiative through November 19th. Prizes will be awarded in the following categories. Collect the most bags of litter, clean the most locations in Odessa, and the Adopt a Spot raffle. To register or for more information, visit tinyurl.com/3meaub8w. Joe Bonamassa. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788 Midland, will present Joe Bonamassa November 16th. Doors open at 7 p.m. Event starts at 8 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/4W58W85K. Odessa Shakespeare Festival. Odessa Arts and the Great Shakespeare Roadshow will present Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. November 19th at the Globe Theater, 2308 Shakespeare Road. General admission tickets are $10. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit odessashakespeare.org. Mobile Flu and COVID Clinic. The Ector County Health Department has scheduled Mobile Flu and COVID Clinic from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. November 17th at the Southside Senior Center parking lot, 900 South Dixie Boulevard. Flu vaccine is $25. Call 432-498-4141 or visit tinyurl.com/3J28S98Y. Taco and Chili Cook-Off. The Rig Riders Motorcycle Club has scheduled the fourth annual Taco and Chili Cook-Off from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. November 17th at the Broken Horn Bar and Grill, 111 East County Road, 132 Midland. There will be food, live music, a silent auction, and more. Entrance is free. Registration for competitors start at $50. Visit tinyurl.com/2p83zfvt. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled a discussion by Elena by Rachel Pastan from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. November 17th. Inspired by the classic Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, an aspiring museum curator takes a job at a New England art museum and finds herself haunted by the staff's devotion to her predecessor who died under mysterious circumstances. Admission is free. Visit tinyurl.com/2p6adkth. West Texas Winds, the Jack Rogers Fine Arts Center, 201 West University Boulevard, will present Quintessential by West Texas Winds at 7:30 p.m. November 17th. General admission is $15. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/4exbp7ft. The Gifty Grinchmas Market. The Gifty Grinchmas Market has scheduled a pop-up Christmas market from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. November 18th and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. November 19th at the Horseshoe Arena, 2514 Arena Trail. Admission is $5 at the door, the proceeds of which will be donated to 311 Ministries. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/5rjb2ymy. WTS Chamber Series. The West Texas Symphony will present Chamber Series concerts at 7:30 p.m. on the following dates at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, November 17th. West Texas Winds, December 20th, Lone Star Brass, January 23rd, 2023, West Texas Winds, February 17th, Lone Star Brass. In addition, the Permian Basin String Quartet will take place at 3 p.m. April 23rd, 2023, location to be determined. For tickets or more information, call 432-552-4437 or 800-514-3849 or visit WTXS.org. Free tamale sampling. The Gourmet Tamale will present a tamale sampling event from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. November 18th at the Tailgate, 4401 North Big Spring Street, Midland. There will also be live music, local vendors, and more. Visit tinyurl.com/2rpsyxan. Odessa Shakespeare Festival. Odessa Arts and the Great Shakespeare Roadshow will present Shakespeare's Macbeth at 7 p.m. November 18th at the Globe Theater, 2308 Shakespeare Road. General admission tickets are $10. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit odessashakespeare.org. Gary Allen Concert, La Hacienda Event Center, 12610 State Highway 191 Midland, will present Gary Allen for The Ruthless Tour at 8 p.m. November 18th. Visit tinyurl.com/ms56EFRU. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled an exhibition, A Permanent Record, featured work by Heidi Petrie through November 19th. Visit odessaarts.org/calendar or ector.lib.tx.us. Second Annual Turkey Trot. Odessa College will present the Second Annual Turkey Trot Come and Go event from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. November 19th at the OC Wrangler Trails, 201 West University Boulevard. Visit tinyurl.com/2pakrc36. Santa Fly-In Christmas Kickoff. Music City Mall, 4101 East 42nd Street, will present a Christmas kickoff event at 9 a.m. November 19th. Kids will love activities including cookies and cocoa, video games, characters, balloon animals, music, bounce house, and more. Santa might even be landing in a helicopter in the north parking lot. Visit tinyurl.com/2EX5D3YD. Skate Show, Learn to Skate. The MCM Rink and Roll, 4101 East 42nd Street, will present a skate show by the LA Roller Girls at 11 a.m. November 19th, as well as a Learn to Skate workshop at 6:30 p.m. November 20th. The LA Roller Girls have been seen on The Voice, Lip Sync Battle, and in the Bruno Mars music video Skate. Their skate show will be fast-paced and fun, featuring aerobatics, music, and other special guests. Visit tinyurl.com/2EX5D3YD. Silver Spur Gun and Blade Show. The Silver Spur Trade Show will present a Silver Spur Gun and Blade Show from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. November 19th and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. November 20th at Midland County Horseshoe Arena, 2514 Arena Trail, Midland. General admission is $8 cash at the door. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/MRXXV4J Tuesday, November 15th. James Rayford McElhaney, 83, passed away suddenly on Friday, November 11th. He is survived by his loving wife of 62 years, Jerry of Conroe, his son James McElhaney and his wife Lisa, his grandson James McElhaney and his wife Victoria, and great-grandson James McElhaney. The memorial service will be delayed until Monday, December 19th, at 11 a.m. at the Longmire Road Church of Christ, 200 Longmire Road, Conroe, Texas, 77304. Prednisone versus Pain Management Specialist. Dear Dr. Roach, I have been diagnosed with spinal stenosis and sciatica. I'm taking prednisone for my pain, but taking prednisone before used to be excruciating. Why does my health provider want me to stop taking prednisone now and go see a pain management specialist? I have no pain and am able to walk, sleep, and work. I am aware of long-term complications. Only occasionally do I get leg cramps. I've gained weight, but I'm pain-free. TB. Answer, it is the long-term complications that are the issue. Persistent use of steroids will often cause high blood pressure, diabetes, and osteoporosis. The amount of prednisone and how long you take it are the most important factors in whether you'll develop these problems. Steroids like prednisone work by reducing inflammation, and the fact that you are pain-free on prednisone strongly suggests part of the compression of the nerve is due to inflammation. A pain management specialist might be able to inject a steroid directly into the area of inflammation and nerve compression, giving you the benefit of the steroid with much less risk.
This is the Dear Abby column. Woman's judgmental nature unleashed on close friend. Dear Abby, I had a close friend, Kaylee, for about 10 years. She helped me through tough times and was always there for me. Now I feel like she has turned into someone else. For the last 6 months, she has been putting down everyone I love, even in front of my daughter. She sees no problem with it, nor does she have any remorse. Kaylee doesn't have a healthy relationship with her family or in her love life. I believe I'm her only friend. When she does this, I feel like she's disrespecting me. I have talked to her about it, but she never apologizes. She gets defensive and says it's just her opinion and it shouldn't matter and I shouldn't stay mad. I have told Kaylee things in confidence, but she's thrown them in my face, which made me feel insecure and small. I no longer talk to her about these issues because sometimes she brings it up with a jab. I can't be friends with someone who acts this way. I have stopped talking to her, but now I'm having a hard time not feeling guilty. Advice? Signed, Friendless in Missouri. Dear Friendless, Why would you continue to confide in someone who might use the information to make you feel bad? Backing away from a relationship like that is healthy. I have said before that not all friendships last forever, and this appears to be one of them. Kaylee's refusal to apologize if you tell her she has made you feel disrespected indicates she doesn't care about the effect her comment had on you. Quit flogging yourself and get on with your life. Dear Abby, some friends of ours agreed to house-sit for my wife and me recently while we were on a week-long cruise. They live in a small condo. We have a large house in a golf course community, so they welcomed the opportunity. To show our appreciation, we gave them a $200 gift card to use at the golf course. They are golfers. When we returned, we learned they had invited four of their family members to spend several nights at our house and used our bedroom and my office as sleeping quarters. It was apparent the guests had departed shortly before our return because there were piles of wet towels in the laundry room, and our beds still had their slept-in linens. My wife and I feel betrayed and hurt by what our friends did, and we told them how we felt. Their reaction was they thought they didn't have to wash their dirty linens. Were we at fault for not doing a better job explaining our expectations when we asked them to house-sit? Signed, Invaded in Washington. Dear Invaded, this couple may be friends, but their manners are atrocious. They should not have invited anyone to spend the night in your home without first receiving permission. That you returned to find dirty linens on your beds and soiled towels is disgusting. None of what transpired is your fault. You should not have had to leave a list of rules for these presumptuous people. Find other house-sitters, and don't invite them again. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.